The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services gives Utah conditional approval for their state-run health exchange. A University of Utah program tries to give children with autism a better quality of life. And the Holly Oil Refinery in Woods Cross gets approval to expand. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Friday, January 4th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bommes. The federal government has conditionally approved Utah's health insurance exchange, known as Avenue H. But the feds say more work needs to be done for the state-based exchange to be compliant with the Affordable Care Act. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius praised Utah for making significant progress with its online insurance marketplace. She says she's confident Avenue H will be federally compliant by the deadline of October this year. In a conference call, Federal Health Administrator Gary Cohen essentially put the ball in Utah's court.
It's up to Utah to determine what changes it's going to make in exchange. What we've said is that in order to be certified under the Affordable Care Act, the exchange needs to comply with the statute and with our regulations.
In order to be compliant, Cohen says Utah's insurance marketplace needs to expand from serving small businesses to individuals and needs to include a navigation tool for consumers. In a statement, the Utah Governor's Office says it will review the HHS announcement and determine if the conditions are acceptable. 19 states, in addition to Washington, D.C., have received conditional approval for their exchanges. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
The University of Utah iStar program is helping give children who have an autism spectrum disorder a better quality of life through the use of technology. The iStar program uses a free 3D design application called SketchUp to help kids with a high-functioning form of the autism spectrum disorder develop better social and career skills. iStar project director Cheryl Wright says the results they've seen so far are encouraging.
Most of these kids really lack in having friendships. And so they come to the workshops, they show their designs to each other, they work with each other, do a lot of peer teaching. And it's been really exciting to see that social dimension develop.
Denise Dimmick's son is one of the almost 30 children to have participated in the program. She says she's really noticed a difference in his behavior.
He's got kind of a leg up. He's got a little bit of a head start now going into looking for work and having skills that make him employable.
iStar is using the online crowdfunding website Rocket Hub to help raise money to be able to continue to expand the research-based program to reach as many children and families as possible.
The Utah Division of Air Quality is ready to approve a permit to expand the Holly Oil Refinery in Woods Cross. The company says new refining processes and equipment can reduce its emissions of particulates, sulfur dioxide, and volatile organic compounds. Dr. Brian Mensch, the head of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment, isn't buying it. He spoke at a public hearing on the issue last night.
Holly has claimed emission decreases that either violate their 2008 consent decree or are unexplained. These reductions completely change the nature of the actual permit that is required by law for the Holly expansion.
Mike Aston, Holly's environmental manager, says Dr. Mensch needs to go back and reread that consent decree.
I don't see what the argument is. We're greatly reducing emissions while expanding the refinery.
The expansion would increase the refinery's capacity to handle the gooey black wax crude that's produced in Utah's Uinta Basin. Public comment on the permit will be accepted through January 18th.
The Jordan School District will allow Harriman High School to go ahead with its production of the Broadway musical All Shook Up. The story is loosely based on Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, but the music is from Elvis Presley. The show had been canceled after a parent complained about the play's content. District spokesperson Sandy Ricegraff says some minor edits to the songs and scene changes took care of the problem. The St. George City Council passed a resolution yesterday saying it wants Dixie to remain a part of the name of the state college that will soon become a university. Dixie State College got its name after Mormon settlers, primarily from the South, grew cotton in the area in the 1800s. Those who want to keep the name or a variation of it say Dixie is part of Utah's heritage and doesn't have racial subtext among those who have long known the area as Utah's Dixie. About 200 passengers were stranded yesterday afternoon when a front-runner commuter train broke down near Point of the Mountain. The Salt Lake Tribune reports buses were brought in to take passengers around the stuck train. It was finally moved out of the way around 7 p.m. An outbreak of an intestinal virus has made more than 200 missionaries sick at the LDS Missionary Training Center in Provo. The Salt Lake Tribune cites a church spokesperson as saying the missionaries won't be allowed to leave Provo until they've recovered. The Utah County Health Department says they have yet to confirm the cause of the outbreak, but they're almost certain it's norovirus, an infection that has affected passengers on cruise ships and other people in close environments. State agricultural officials in Nevada have been discussing ways to muster support for the slaughter of some wild horses. That stirred protest among advocates for the free-roaming animals. They're urging Governor Brian Sandoval to call off next week's auction of 41 Mustangs for fear they'll wind up in a slaughterhouse. These horses are considered state property and don't have the same protections as wild horses on federal land. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is designating almost 1,300 miles of streams in Utah and five other states as protected habitat for the endangered southwestern willow flycatcher. The small insect-eating songbird migrates to Mexico and Central America during winters and breeds in and around riparian areas in the United States.
The huge cultural juggernaut that is Justin Bieber hardly needs any help from Dan Nayland to get noticed, so we'll talk about some of the other music happening around Salt Lake City this weekend. This is not Justin Bieber. Bieber is coming.
Justin Bieber is taking over the Energy Solutions Arena on Saturday night, and I'm going to go ahead and not subject the listeners of KUER to any of that music, but there's some great other music around town, including this. This is a local band called Bullets and Bells, and they're having a record release party. And yes, record releases do still happen in this digital age. They're playing at the Stateroom tonight. They are a three-piece band made up primarily of two songwriters, a husband and wife team named Ryan Cron and Aaron Haley. They used to be in a band together called La Farsa that some people might remember that was really musically adventurous. And this band as well, you'll find a lot of different sort of rhythms and things happening, some whistling we'll hear in there, some great vocal harmonies. Their new record is called Be Glad, and it is their first full-length release. They put out an EP in the past. Really fun band. It'll be a great show to see live. They have Triggers and Slips opening for them, and for a mere $10, you can check them out tonight at the Stateroom at 9 o'clock.
Ah, the world's caving in, and it's ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Which is a very small venue compared to the huge arena act.
Humunga Energy Solutions. That's right. That's right. There's also a really great show up in Park City on Saturday night if you're not going to the Justin Bieber show. Sarah Watkins, who people might remember from Nickel Creek, who are a really great bluegrass band.
And a Prairie Home Companion as well.
There you go, right? That's right. And last year she actually did a lot of touring with the Decemberists, replacing one of their members who was dealing with a cancer diagnosis. So Sarah's been around as a great singer and fiddle player. She's doing her own thing now. She's a great solo artist. She's headlining at the Eccles Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday night up in Park City.
And now very quickly, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Saturday night downtown. If you're wondering...
Thank you very much. Dan, it's great to have you on the show.
Dan Nayland reports on entertainment for KUER and he blogs at SLCene. That's SLCENE.com.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Friday, January 4th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.